Wisconsin is in the midst of its spring turkey hunting season. You're listening to All Things Outdoors on WXPR. I'm Katie Thorson here with Wisconsin DNR Forester Dan Killam with the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, really glad to be here, Katie.
And so we're talking a bit about turkeys and kind of how forest management can play a role in that. And so I guess starting off kind of compared to the rest of the state, what are turkeys kind of looking for in the habitat up here?
Turkeys need a variety of habitats to fulfill all of their life cycles, all of their life cycle needs. And one of our most difficult ones to achieve up here is those open nesting and brooding habitats. We have almost no natural openings, grasslands, ag fields up here. So that's kind of like a bottleneck for the turkeys. So what us as foragers can do is encourage openings, game trails, and certain forest conditions that meet some of those goals.
And so like how, how big of opening are you talking about when we're, especially up here in northern Wisconsin in the woods and things like that?
Sure. Turkeys will utilize what they can. They're very, very adaptable species. So they can use something as small as just like a woods road that has some clover growing in or something. Obviously, you know, they'll want a little bit more. The toms like to show off and they like to have a good stage to do it on. So, you know, we'll try and insert wildlife openings into some of our timber management areas in collaboration with the DNR wildlife staff.
And so turkeys are like one of the things that you're thinking about too when you're looking at a plot and thinking about how can I manage this forest.
Yeah, exactly. It's really important to me to take a holistic approach. You know, it's not just about only the woods or only the fish or only the birds or only the deer. I want to take a look at kind of everything. So if I see a stand that, you know, oak is a great example. I love working in oak because it's really fascinating. Turkeys love utilizing oak, eat a lot of acorns. They love the open understory that a oak harvest can provide, and then especially when you throw in something like prescribed fire to knock back less desirable species, like balsam fir or red maple, and that not only allows the oak to regenerate because it needs that bare mineral soil, it's shade intolerant, so it needs sunlight hitting the ground. That promotes a bunch of herbaceous plants, forbs that the turkeys really, really need as part of their life cycle. And then also it's nice and open in the understory so the turkeys can see everything around them, watch for predators. It's got lots of insect life, so it's really important for the young turkey to get that rich protein in their diet. So I love working in oak just because I can kind of do a whole lot of things at the same time and focus in on like, if I do it this way, or, there's a really cool opening that I can make over there that I bet you turkeys would love to utilize. So that's what really kind of makes it fun. And
that's great.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I've heard of using like prescribed fire for like grouse habitat management, but I don't know that I've heard it as much in terms of like turkey habitat management.
Yeah. So like one of the things about the Northwoods is, like I said earlier, we've got a lot of trees, and frankly, our forests are just maturing. They're getting older. They're getting more closed in. They're getting more dense. Especially on places like private land that don't necessarily get managed as much as something like the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest. So we can use things like prescribed fire to, once a timber sale happens, we focus on the highest quality oak to keep and retain. We look for areas that we think that the acorns will fall to regenerate in the future. We run some fire through that after the harvest. That's, the maple is already sprouted back. Fire comes through, it kills the maple, which is undesirable in this location or whatever location we choose, and gives the oak the opportunity to grow. So not only does that knock back the brush, which the turkey can see better, they can walk right. They're a big bird. I don't know if your listeners have been next to a turkey before, but they're kind of astonishingly large, yeah. And they want to be able to move around. And especially they're super sight oriented, so they want to be able to see. So using fire like that to not only kill undesirable species for the oak, but to encourage desirable species for the turkey is a really, really helpful tool. And it's also really awesome because not only does it return nutrients to the soil, it also, you're not using pesticides. It's a very, I mean, most of these systems evolved to be dependent on fire, and we're just returning it to a more natural system this way. You know, and there's also other ways that we can simulate that. Say a location isn't ideal for prescribed fire. Maybe it's close to some people's houses or whatever. We can do something we call mechanical scarification, which means that we can take a piece of equipment, say a dozer or a skidder with some anchor chains, and all we're really doing is roughing up the ground and mimicking the type of disturbance that fire would provide. So we're bringing the top layer of duff and needles and leaves off, and we're opening up mineral soil. We're, you know, rooting up all the brush and knocking it over, just trying to simulate the kind of effects that fire would have. It's not exactly the same because you don't get that nutrient cycling, but it's, you know, not every situation is the same. So we try and keep our options open.
Oh, that's really interesting. I think you'd mentioned invasive species. How have you seen that, like, impact maybe a good turkey habitat, and what can be done about it?
Sure. So turkey, again, like a nice open understory. I don't know if you've been around some places in the south of Wisconsin, but there's kind of like a wall of buckthorn or honeysuckle or just some of these really invasive plants. The turkey can't get around. The trees can't regenerate. It's just really difficult to work with. So doing active timber management, in some cases, you know, you might need to have targeted pesticide application to really kill some of those really dug in invasive species. Or again, most of these invasives are not tolerant to fire. They didn't develop with fire tolerance like some of our oak and pine species have. So it's just kind of keeping on top of that brush and not only making sure that you're not introducing invasives, but doing practices that prevent them from getting there in the first place.
We've got about 30 seconds left. What do you want make sure people, you know, keep in mind when they're thinking about turkeys in the forest?
Yeah, active management is usually a good thing for turkeys. We want to make sure that we're continuing to develop new habitat for them. A forest isn't a stagnant thing. It's always changing, always evolving. And turkeys are going to need new spaces to go, new areas to feed, new areas to roost, nest. So we're always going to be trying to work in the forest to improve the habitat for species. So if you see some, you know, if some oak trees are getting cut out there, know that hopefully it was me thinking about turkeys. And I bet you that'd be a really good spot for turkeys, because they do need some level of disturbance so that the forest can continue to change and not just stay the same as it was.
Great. Well, thank you, Wisconsin DNR Forester Dan Killam. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.